That's what it says in Proverbs. When you walk with wise men, you will become wise. Take a look at your friends. That's what you're going to be like in a few years. If your friends are winners, leaders, givers, successful, if they have a spirit of excellence, integrity, positive, motivated, then those good qualities are going to rub off on you. When you're with them, you're investing your time. They're making you better. But if you hang out with people that are sloppy, undisciplined, unmotivated, not going anywhere, let me give you some great advice. Find some new friends. You cannot become who God created you to be hanging out with them. And they may be a good person. They may have a good heart, but your destiny is too great. Your assignment too important. Your time too valuable to let them drag you down.
Describe the word disaster to people who know disaster. How do you question the master? Guessing the master's being mastered. How do you do that though? How you master mastering? Or how you teach a generation they should focus on now, not then? Yeah, I try to do this when I take a pen. I try to keep it 10 like Ben. My mind's in it then, I'm tense, my mind's getting dense. We up the new generation, we really immense. And like a funeral, our reign will be intense. I'm trying to take it back to real rap and hopefully do away with crap and trap whack shit. I'm classic, I make the magic. Listen to me, that's it, yeah. They like mojo, that's it.
Mark chapter 5, Jesus was traveling to another city to pray for a little girl that had died. When he arrived at the home, Scripture says Jesus didn't allow anyone to go in with him except Peter, James, and John, his inner circle. Jesus knew he needed people that wouldn't question who he was.
Listen, now can you really call a man unless a man's a man? Like nigga, miss me with that spraying can. Hot, now it's staying tanned. And long as I keep it hot in the booth, all these not niggas staying fans. Or better yet, stands. My mind's on demand, it's got a mind of its own, man. Understand I'm a brand, and if I'm ever slipping, I just ask God for a hand. Consciously flying, and I just hope I never land. I am awesome, here to change the rules like the Martians. Continental groove, I am nauseous, count your losses. You fucking with God send, we God sent. Deliver my peoples what God said. So you cannot describe disaster to the master of it, cause deep down they know it. In the same way, nigga, we all know what the mission is. Just dig deep in your conscience and reminisce, it's deep.
What Jesus did next is very significant. It's a key to living in victory. Verse 40 says, they mocked and jeered at him, but Jesus put them out. Notice the Son of God asked them to leave. He showed them the door. Jesus knew the importance of having people around him that understood his destiny. But here's the key. If you don't let go of the wrong people, you'll never meet the right people. When you're in the heat of the battle, when you need God's favor, you need a breakthrough, you need a legal situation to turn around, you need people that are joined in spirit with you. People that will say, hey, if you're bold enough to believe it, count on me, I'm bold enough to agree with you. You have to be careful who you allow in your inner circle. The higher you go, the more successful you are, the tighter your circle needs to become. And when we come to the end of our days, God is going to ask us, what did you do with the time I entrusted you with? Did you develop your gifts and talents? Did you accomplish your assignment? How did you spend your life?
it's not going to be a good excuse to say, God, I got distracted, but my friend got me off course. No, I'm asking you to quit making excuses and start redeeming the time. We're not always going to be here. The scripture says our life is like a mist. We're here for a moment, then we're gone. Set your goals and be disciplined to stick with it. Don't waste any more days. Prune off those relationships that are not adding to your life. Don't go to bed at night with any kind of defeat, bitterness, negativity still in your mind. This day is a gift. Make sure you're investing your time and not wasting it. If you do this, I believe and declare the seeds of greatness on the inside are going to take root and begin to flourish. You become everything that God's created you to be. In Jesus' name.